the Ruin Dits catch-up for the Hospital Research Home Lottery. $2.9 million grand prize. Visit homelottery.com.au.
104.7 Triple M.
Move on, mate, and just do your Malcolm Turnbull impersonation.
It's Lawrence Moody!
Oh, g'day, Moons. Oh. Are you still batching? Your wife went away, didn't she?
I am batching, and my wife has been in London shooting one of the world's hottest men for a... well, I can't reveal what it's for, but she's been working with a guy that's, you know, got abs, zero body fat. Not, you know, I'm a secure man, Rue.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, I'm not imagining them in an unnatural position on a Swiss ball.
Not at all. Never.
In a gymnasium. Is a Swiss ball still a thing? That's how long it is since I've been to a gym.
I thought it was a chocolate.
Is it something? Yeah. It's like a Ferrero Rocher.
Yeah, that's what you were talking about.
Full of protein, the Swiss balls, apparently.
You've got to have some very strong core to be perched on a Swiss ball. But yes, my wife's still away overseas. And so I'm expecting the homecoming, and I've said to Maggie, our five-year-old, what should we do? And she said, let's fill the house with flowers,
which
I think is a very good decision.
How are you going with your mother-in-law while all this is going on, just quietly?
Oh, I'll tell you what, the wheels have fallen off a bit there.
Oh,
Rue.
No. Yeah. You haven't done anything silly, have you?
Yeah, we've been making some sweet love and
on your Swiss ball.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh. You know, but
like mother.
Can we open the lines? 1-3-3-5-3. Have you ever made love to your mother-in-law?
Yeah, 1-3-3-5-3.
Why live with my mother-in-law?
No, my mother-in-law said to me, "I've got to say, I'm not very." Happy with the way you're speaking to me.
Oh.
And she said...
you're a bit short, Moons.
No, she really gave me the talking to. She said, you're treating me like I'm some kind of paid staff. And I said, the rate we're paying you, you're hardly staff. Now, get those dishes done. and she also said that I was bullying her.
Bullying is not in the mother-in-law's vocabularies, are they? That's for people say bullying.
Yeah, that's right. You're making me feel uncomfortable with the way you're speaking to me. So we had a bit of a very honest face-to-face chat, as we do, the mother-in-law and me. We've done it a couple of rounds before, you know, like Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier. And, of course, we're competing for the affection of one person, her daughter, my wife.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, the mother-in-law can... Gee, they're tough. They're tough in the clinch.
You can't win that battle.
Does your wife get on well with your mother-in-law?
Oh, my mother-in-law and my wife are very, very close. It's a tough one.
So you're going to be getting a chat from your wife when she gets
home.
Oh,
I'm going to get, I'll be getting a reprimand
from her. Are you rude to my mum?
You know, the only thing, the only living entity in our house that doesn't tell me off is the dog. It just looks at me with big, sad brown eyes and just said, mate.
It's only a matter of time.
Can you communicate with your dog,
all you have to do is get on the couch,
Rose,
and lick your own genitals. You'll be right, brother.
Can you communicate with your dog? Are you that close?
Oh, yeah, he does. He looks at me. He feels deep empathy for me because we've both had our knackers cut off.
Kindred spirits.
Both lick your
balls. That's right. And I've got a collar on, so I can't lick the wound.
Oh, right.
Hey, listen, before you go, your mighty Bombers take on Richmond tonight. Gee, a bit of arrogance from the Tigers.
Richmond are arrogant. And you know what? There's a big thing in football and sport generally. It's like, don't stop the momentum. And they're resting three players. Let's not gild the lily here. They are resting three players.
You don't reckon they're injured?
Easy beats. Come on. It's a run-up to the finals. There's 6 weeks till that cup is held aloft. Mm. And the Tigers are treating us like poor country cousins. And I'll tell you what, we'll make the eight and we'll win the premiership.
Are you coming over here next Friday night to take on Port?
Well, Port have had such heartbreak over the last couple of weeks that it's almost too delicious.
What's it
going to be this week? Is it going to be a snap over the shoulder because the umpire didn't hear the siren?
Get the tissues out again. Right. All right, Moons.
I'm cutting you off now. See you, Moons.
See you, Moons.
All right. Have a great weekend. Bye.
8:15, Ruined It's here on Triple M. It's been another massive week on the show.
Yeah, a week that was our favourite segment.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined It's this week. Number five, we learnt when typos go wrong. From newspaper ads with Tracy.
Well, years ago I worked for a rural newspaper. The mayor had a public opening of an event and we put in on the front page the mayor's pubic opening.
Pubic opening.
To text messages with Damien.
Thought I'd do the right thing, cook the lovely lady some dinner.
Yeah.
So she sent me a text and, what are you up to? And thought a nice chicken dish would be all right.
Yep.
Sent back what was meant to be, I'm marinating the chicken.
Oh,
and
no.
It sent as, I'm masturbating the chicken.
No.
Number four, we learnt that our local airport security is pretty lax.
Not all bags are checked. You can get on a flight without even your ID checked.
And we also learnt some new names for wacky weed.
Got an anonymous caller. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, they don't check licences or who you are. And also, I got away with bringing some happy herbs with me.
Right. So what, you flew back with a bit of electric spinach?
Electric spinach? No wonder Popeye was so weird.
Comes back with me spinning.
Anyway, back to the caller. Please continue with your story on the radio about interstate trafficking of illegal substances.
Yeah, from Adelaide to Queensland, it's just too bloody expensive there.
You took it there and back.
Right.
No, not back.
All right, you got rid of it all up there then.
So we're just keeping you talking. The drug squad are arriving any second out the front.
Number three. This week we learned about the beauty of childbirth.
When my first son was born, it was the biggest awakening for me. Everything that then starts to happen around your wife, the mother, is just incredible.
But childbirth isn't always smooth sailing.
I delivered my youngest daughter at home on the bed where she was conceived. We walked out of the car and my wife said, I can't make it. So we rushed back into the room. One scream out, popped the head. Two screams out, popped the whole body. It was like taking a chest mark on a wet day low to the ground.
No, I used to drop a lot of chest marks too, right?
Yeah, well, you do drop the odd chest mark.
On a wet day.
If you don't bend your knees and bend your back and get down low, you get both hands underneath, you can drop them.
Let's hear from professional AFL player Brad Ebert on the correct technique of marking a bundle of joy.
All right, so the keys to a chest mark, making sure that you're in line with the ball, staying behind it, in line, getting your arms out, and pretty much just tuck it in, hold on tight, and don't let go.
Number two, we learn about the strange things people do for money.
Weirdest things you've done.
What have you done to make some cash?
You got paid to play footy.
That was weird.
Probably not as weird as playing squash, though. Shannon the American called up with her story.
Have you done a clinical trial, have you?
When I was at uni back in the States, they have a food lab. I was on a special diet for 3 months, which they supplied me with all my food. And they paid me $100 a week for the 3 months to crap in a bag.
You had to poo in a bag.
Oh, come on, Shannon. Are you serious?
Yes. Oh,
yes.
What?
Shannon, we could talk about your poo all morning, really, but we've got other calls to get to.
I don't know about that, dude. When you
you're paid to do it.
It's not that easy pooing in a bag.
Not easy pooing in a bag. Here's Ditz explaining the logistics of how easy it really is.
You know, the best way to do it, I'm just thinking out loud here, is I'd get a shopping bag and put it inside the toilet and spread it around the top of the bowl so that you're still sitting on the toilet catches it all.
Ah, crap in a bag. Makes for good radio, and it's also the name of the Ruined Ditz show bag. And the number one thing we learned this week is the correct way to order a round of beers with Chris Dittmar.
My shout, I'm going to the bar, and one bloke goes, I'll have a 4X Gold, please, next bloke. I'll have a Cascade Light, and the next bloke, and I'll have a Pale Ale, thanks. I went to the bar, I said, I'll have 6 4X Gold, thanks. And I went back, I couldn't remember all that crap.
I went back
and handed out all the beers, and I went, that's your, light, and that's your, no one said anything. Yeah. No one knew.
And then that bloke who was meant to have the Cascade Light got done for DUI.
Well, he might have.
There's a tip from Uncle Ditz.
In fact, Uncle Ditz had a lot of tips this week. Open your ears and shush your lips.
Here's another tip from Uncle Ditz. Yeah. Tight jeans. Is that right?
Another tip from Uncle Ditz. You can't get them off in a hurry. Can I just give you a hint here? When you go on a date next week and she says, right, what are we having? Do not order an espresso mate. Be a man and have a pint, please.
Thanks, Uncle Ditz. Any tips from Uncle Roo this week?
Don't be tight with strippers.
Good tip. Any others?
It's not that easy pooing in a bag.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Ditz this week.
They don't cut the good bits out, do they? They just make us look
they
bad.
They expose us.
Mm.
How's the tattoo going, Roo?
Yeah, it's going okay, yeah.
All right.
Miss Rocks just asked me, it was 1998, was it, that got the tattoo? Because I've got 98 down there. I nearly got a blooper there, but which I'm sure has been done before, the wrong thing tattoo. But anyway, Lawrence Mooney's going to join us soon.
Why have you got tissues over there?
Oh, I've got a runny nose.
And the big hard man getting his tattoo. We've just ordered breakfast. He's ordered Bersham music.
Oh, who ordered that?
What's for bloody women
me?
Doing yoga having breakfast?
I wanted
breakfast.
A muffin.
Muffin. Anyway.
Hey, yesterday, you've been out working hard in Sydney, Ditz.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday when we were doing the show, there was a lot of people would come back to me and said, was Ditz all right? Was he angry with you? He wasn't talking to you? And
what?
Well, we had a bit of,
what do you mean?
Fair bit of sort of what they call dead air, where I'd ask you a question and you'd take a while and get back to me. Alice the Wag sort of just thought, I'll go back and have a listen. So let's have a listen.
Inspector Montgomery, we have a missing persons case. Chris Dittmar has not been seen since 6 a.m. yesterday.
Oh, this is going to be huge. Dits.
There's growing concerns of his welfare and well-being.
Absolutely everyone's going to be there. The only place you can get tickets now, Dits.
Witnesses have reported him missing.
Yeah, no, I saw him go to the airport the other day.
Does anyone know where he went?
I have not seen Dits in ages.
We might have a chat to Barnes. We've got Brad Ebert going to join us.
Case closed.
What is that about?
Apparently yesterday people were ringing in saying that you weren't talking too much, so Wag just got a little investigation going.
Right.
And have you got anything to add to that?
Well, I was in Sydney for the last couple of days. Yeah. Yes, I was at a conference.
You're working.
Yeah, it was a publicans conference.
Publicans conference.
Yeah. But no, I when I started this job, I was taught about word economy.
That's right.
Yeah,
don't talk
for the heck of it.
And okay.
Don't over communicate.
All
I mean,
right.
Talk only when you need to.
Okay. Oh, that's fair enough.
I might have nodded off.
Are you
a couple
going
of
back
times
to
yesterday.
Melbourne this weekend?
I'm going to Melbourne today.
And what's this trip
3
for?
3 days in Melbourne. It's top secret.
It's
I'll
not
get back
work,
to.
Is it?
It's top secret. I'm
you're going to see Port.
I'm going to see Port and Collingwood.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all you need to know. Please don't ask me any more questions.
All right. Hey, just as a reminder, we're giving away our first tickets to One Night in September. Not too far away from that.
Roo, every now and then, Alice the Wag comes bounding into work and just gives us a bit of gold, one of those gems, and today was one of those days. Alice, what's been happening in your house?
One of the most amazing things that has ever happened in my life happened to me last night.
Right. When you say something like that, a sentence like that, Roo, your ears prick up and go, this will be life-changing.
Was she watching Bachelor or something?
No,
or
as Joel proposed, or, you know, I would have thought it was a major event in your life.
Did you buy something cheap online, some clothes, or
what happened?
Yeah, that's every night.
What happened?
So, I've made myself some dinner, and I've sat on the couch by myself, and I've sent my friend a message who has got a little girl dog, and we always say that the girl dog dates my dog, Bruce, the boy. And I've sent her a message. No, just hang with me. She's got the girl dog has been a bit sick. So I went to text her and I said, how's Frankie? ? And then I didn't exit the conversation of my phone. I literally just chucked it on the couch next to me. No, I sent how's Frankie? ? And put the phone next to me on the couch.
Right.
But obviously because I had been making dinner, I must have had like some sauce or something on my finger when I wrote the message. So Bruce, my little dog, has jumped up on the couch and has like followed the food and started without me knowing licking my phone because – it obviously had
where's
food in it.
Well, yeah, this could go anywhere.
Okay, you guys aren't going to believe me, but this is actually what happened. Mm. He has licked the keypad and he has typed with his tongue the word sexy.
Oh, what?
So I've written, how's Frankie? And then he's written sexy.
So you reckon they really are having a relationship?
Yes, the girl and the boy dog.
You expect
weird.
Us to believe that.
I know. I knew you wouldn't. That's why I was so self-conscious telling you. But I definitely, like, I'm not crazy enough to just make that story up.
Oh,
it definitely happened.
I reckon you're heading down that track.
Half a chance.
And I literally just sat on the couch and my mouth open. I called her straight away and I was like, you will not just guess what happens. Like, Bruce has just typed the word sexy when he was talking about Frankie. And she was like, I knew it. They're in love.
Oh, don't.
You girls are really battling, aren't you?
This is embarrassing.
I'm not joking. He typed the word sexy.
With his tongue.
Yes, because he was licking my phone. Do you not think that is so amazing, like life-changing?
Do you really do think you can you can communicate with your dog?
I definitely do now.
No, but do you think you seriously got a relationship with your dog?
Yeah. Like when we get in bed each night, he sleeps in our bed. And
he what?
Yeah, he sleeps in our bed underneath a doona.
Well, you're far as a rat, too young to have a dog in your bed.
Have you seen the dog there? It's like the size of a rat.
It's like a Jack Russell.
It's not a Jack Russell. Smaller than that. Half the size of a Jack Russell.
Well, he can talk, so he's amazing.
Oh, you shouldn't be sleeping with your dog, work.
Anyway, that's not the point. My dog can communicate. It's the most amazing thing ever.
Your dog can communicate. Did you sleep with your dog? Does your dog communicate?
He tells me I stink a bit. Yeah.
How does he tell
We're in
you?
The spare room. I can just, he just rolls over. He just pushes away. He rejects
Gives
me.
Gives you the cold shoulder.
Alice, look, the phones are already ringing. 1-3-3-5-3.
I told you, people are going
to
believe me.
No, seriously, has anything like this happened to you? Surely... Alice, you have dreamt this. It cannot have happened.
It
There's
definitely
no way.
Happened. Like,
what are you expecting people to come out and say they can communicate with
their
dogs?
Pets? Any pet? Oh, I would accept any pet. I guarantee you, there's stories out there like this where it's just too weird to be like a coincidence.
Bloody weird.
You're gonna have to give away Crows tickets or Super Jesus tickets or something.
Yeah,
and get people to ring in.
Anything, please. Well, we
know or, if you, or if you just think Alice is nuts. Give us a call.
I won't
on that.
Be putting those calls through.
Alice needs help. That's the first message you got.
Well, maybe you could get a tattoo, wag.
Just Bruce, sexy.
1-3-3-5-3. Give us a buzz.
Rue, there are wackos everywhere.
Oh, these Alice
has got a.
Alice is number one.
I think these are all her relatives ringing up.
We are talking about dogs communicating here. Can you believe it? We have gone to a new low, Ditz. Let's go to Somerton Park. G'day, Paula.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Do you communicate with your dog, do you?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'd have to say I can, and I have tested this because I thought maybe she's picking up on, you know, me putting my sneakers on or something, but I have tested it. I've just clearly thought in my mind that I'll take her for a walk, haven't got any leads out, I might be doing the dishes, and she knows.
How does she know? Exactly what does she thinking. Do? Put her shoes on?
She'll get up off her couch.
Yeah.
And she'll start circling and squealing and heading for the door.
So she's reading your mind.
She is. So yeah,
she's
I know.
Your dog's a mind reader.
Right.
She's a mind reader.
When's your next booking at your psychiatrist?
Oh, funnily enough, next week.
Good on you, Paula. Alice knows what you're talking about. She's nodding her head in the background saying, yes, yes, my dog does that. Let's
the
go to Glenelg.
Hang on. We start off with talking dog. Now we've got the mind reading dog.
Oh, Ditz, I think there's freakish. More to come. Let's go to Glenelg. G'day, Owen.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Good, buddy. What's your dog do?
Mate, I've grown up with Scottish Terriers for pretty much my whole life because my parents show them, and they 100% talk back to you. If you ask if they want their dinner, they give you a little growl and a sort of a tail wag.
Sort of growl? Give us a growl.
Oh,
you and Paula need to have a coffee together.
Walk into the house, they do exactly the same thing. If they want to get up on the couch, they do it. If they want to get into your bed, they do the same thing. And they 100% talk to
you. And every one of those growls, they all mean different things, do they?
Oh, there's different tones to them, and goodness knows what else.
Hey, Owen, Ditz just told me in the break that he knows a dog that smiles.
We've got the smiling dog. Yeah, this is true. So this is my son's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Gorgeous girl. Yep. Every time she comes home, and I've seen I've seen the video of it. She's shown me.
Yep.
Her dog smiles. When she walks in the house,
what like
it grins?
It grins.
It shows its teeth, and it's not growling or snarly. It's actually grinning,
like
because
hello.
She's come home. Yeah. I know.
Oh, the dogs are talking, all
the
right.
The grinning dog.
Let's take some more calls after the song.
Righto, Ruined It's here on Triple M. Alice actually believes that her dog, Bruce, has texted the girlfriend dog, Frankie, that lives on the other side of Adelaide.
Yeah, well, it's not just her.
And we've got people ringing up actually supporting her.
Oh, Paula from Somerton Park, Owen from Glenelg. They were in on it. Let's go to Modbury. What do you think, Maria?
Hi, how are you going?
Good.
What's your dog do?
It's not my dog. It's some friends of ours in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, Roo and Dick, I just want to say that I'm on Alice's side here.
No, oh, she's briefed you.
Yeah, they had a dog, and the father used to always, the owner used to just always, you know, walk it and be close with it.
Yeah.
He passed away, and the son still lived in the same house.
Yeah.
And the cemetery is just around the corner from their house, and this dog goes and lays on its grave. On its grave plot every single day.
Bulldust. Just walks down there, knows where to get there.
Yeah, goes with, obviously the son takes her for a walk, but does he pulls him into the cemetery and he knows exactly where to go.
Does the dog take flowers?
No.
Oh, okay.
But the dog obviously knows, and it's even proven obviously with guide dogs that, you know, they can sense danger before humans. Mm. They know if there's a burglar, rain, storm.
Mm. Mm.
Guide
all right.
dogs.
Okay.
No
Thanks,
people.
Okay.
All right. I'll believe you, Maria. Let's go to Gillies Plains. G'day, Dave.
Yeah, g'day, Ruth. And this. Hey, mate, I've got two Jack Russells. One's a female Jack Russell. It talks, it argues back with us. So
that's unusual yeah, for a female.
We go out and come back home, and he'll have a full on argument with us. And both our dogs know when it's time for a walk. We even have to spell the word walk to them.
Yeah. What do you mean it argues with you?
It literally argues because we left it home.
Oh, right.
It has
a full-on argument. It's never been trained to do it. It's never done anything.
Do you mean it starts barking at you?
No, it doesn't bark. It actually it wants to talk like humans do.
Right.
Gee.
Okay, that's different. Let's go to Maslin Beach. G'day, Joan.
Hello.
What does your dog do?
Well, a few weeks ago, it was a very cold, stormy day, and our dog Bella sleeps on the bed with us. Mm. And myself and my husband went in and said, "Come on, Bella, it's time for you to get up." And she looked at me with very sad eyes.
Mm.
And I said, "Are you worried that I'm going to make you get off the bed?" And she nodded her head up and down.
Initially,
I thought, "You're dreaming, Jane." That didn't really happen.
Yeah.
But luckily my husband was there with me and he said, "She just nodded her head up and down."
Jane. All right. Good stuff. Well, that I believe you. There's a lot of people who sleep with their dogs.
Yeah.
Isn't there, Diz?
Yeah.
I'm surprised by this. Mm. Let's go to Murray Bridge. Adam.
Hey, how you going, boys?
Good, Adam.
I had a dog for about 15 years and it passed away, but about a year before it passed away, my father-in-law got a dog.
Mm.
And when the dog passed away, I got a tattoo of its paw on my arm. So now every time I see the father-in-law's dog, it'll come up and nose my arm and lick the tattoo.
Oh, are you serious?
I'm serious. Dead serious, mate.
And it knows what's going on, you reckon?
Yeah, every time I see the dog, it'll nose my arm until it licks that tattoo.
Oh, well, that's beautiful, isn't it?
It is.
All right. Well done, Adam. Thank you very much.
Actually, Billy's just texted me, right?
Billy just texted you.
Yeah, we've run out of dog food. No, we've run out of dog food. Yeah, anyway,
bring home a bone.
Get milk and get some dog food, yeah. All right, I'll be home soon, Bill.
Hey, who do you want to give tickets to the footy
no
to?
No one.
You don't want to reward any of these
They're
people.
All mad.
They're all mad. Maybe.
Give them Crows tickets. I don't want these people coming to a Port game.
Oh, they're probably members of Port Adelaide, these dogs. I'll give to Owen from Glenelg. Good on you, Owen. You can head to see the Crows in North Melbourne on Sunday afternoon. Dits 4 o'clock at Adelaide Oval. Time for me to get a tattoo.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. So if you've just missed it, or sorry, if you weren't listening earlier, but our studio's been set up for the last hour as a tattoo parlour. We've got Miss Rox here, the tattooist, and Roo's getting his 20-year tattoo from the premiership. You're getting it redone, Roo?
Yeah, getting a little facelift.
Roo, we have transformed our studio into a tattoo parlour.
Yeah, I'm getting a little touch-up here in a minute, and you might as well, just to see what it feels like.
Now, Miss Rox, you're our tattooist. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
You've been setting up forever over there. I can't believe how much gear is involved.
There is a fair bit, yes.
What is it you've been doing? Explain it to us.
So I've got my little tattoo bench with me here. Mm-hmm. Been setting up the machine, setting up the bed, just wrapping everything up. So, you know, no chance of cross-contamination.
I am impressed with how much sterilization there is.
You're really fastidious
with all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
Everything comes in it's almost like a doctor's surgery. Every needle is in its own enclosed
Yes, same
packet.
With the tubes as well.
So they only ever get used once?
Always just once.
Once.
Yes.
And then you throw them out.
Chucks, yep.
Yeah, right.
Very
yeah.
professional, Dits. Okay. Very professional.
So Roo's getting a 20-year-old tattoo touched up here. It's his premiership crow.
Mm.
Is that something people get a lot, things touched up?
Yeah, people do. Sometimes it's a lot harder than others. His is quite bled out, as you would say. So we'll see
what does that mean?
It means like the ink's bled out into the skin. Right. So it's quite blurry.
Okay. Now, Roo, we've got a call on the line. Let's... see, 133353. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Who's that?
It's Helen from Hindley Street.
Oh, Helen. How are you, Helen? What are you doing up and about on a Friday?
I just want to say, Mark, you are under the best hands with Miss Rocks.
Oh, thank you, Helen. Do you know Miss Rocks?
I've had all of my work done with Miss Rocks.
Right.
Oh.
And Mark... she never has a bad day. If she did, it would be Miss Rocks off.
Would I suppose? Right.
Hey, Helen, would you like Dits to get a little tattoo or something?
No.
I just love the words contamination and sterilization. And I think that getting a tattoo is an art form, and it's more of a celebration.
You're
right. Mm. All right, we'll see if we can get Dits to do like Helen Forever or anything, something like that.
Stupid.
Mark. Can you just tell him it does sting, it does hurt, but I know that he's used to that type of pain anyway.
All right, Helen.
Thanks for calling me, Helen.
All right, thank you.
That's just cost me $500. Kate told me if Helen ever rings again, my credit card's going to cop a hammering.
All right, you'll be able to handle it. All right,
so Miss Rocks, in about half hour from now, we look forward to, you've got to keep getting ready over there. So,
yes.
Roo, now have you tattooed Roo before or not?
No, thank God.
Oh, right.
Debuting here.
Okay. All right. Roo and Dits here on Triple M in our tattoo parlour. Come on, Roo.
Oh.
8:28 it is. Triple M this morning has transformed into Miss Rox's tattoo studio, tattoo parlour.
Mm.
Roo is getting his 98 Premiership tattoo redone because it's faded a bit.
Another goal by Jarman.
Now, Miss Rox, what sort of patient is he? Is he tough? Is he going all right over there or not?
No, he's doing terrible. He won't stop moving.
A lot of whinging
and
bitching.
Do you ever get people, can't handle the pain?
Yes, yeah, there's quite a few. Men are generally the worst.
Have you ever had anyone faint?
Yes, quite a few.
Really?
Okay.
Yes.
I reckon one of the Crows players fainted a ditch when they went in to get the
How many of you done? Lined up, Roo, to get it done?
Oh, there was only six of us that went at once, but I think most people got it done.
Mm.
Yeah, there was only a couple that didn't and one that sort of... fainted, so that was a bit of...
Can we name and shame? Who were the ones that didn't like it?
No, I'm not. I honestly can't remember.
All right. So you've got your reunion this weekend.
Yeah, which is going to be a lot of fun tomorrow, actually, to catch up with all the boys, because even though you're really tight and everything, over 20 years or even 10 years, everyone goes in different directions all over Australia. So
who haven't you seen for a while?
Who haven't I seen for a while? I haven't seen... Well, I saw Rennie last year, but, you know, I'd like to catch up
with... Don't see him that much,
Peter Vardy lives up in Queensland as well. Shane Ellen lives... a fair way away.
He's a policeman, isn't he?
Yes, he is. I don't get to catch up with a Blighty to have a beer very often, or Johnny Reed, or some of the staff that are around. So they're all—it's all good fun.
Now
doing
some things. Of the obscure names. I'm probably a bad word to use, but Andrew Eccles was in that.
Eccles,
team.
Great fella.
Where's he?
Lives in Victoria, doing really well for himself. Married with kids, and he's a
Matt
classic
Connell.
Example. Matt Connell's a school teacher in Western Australia.
Yeah.
So there's people all over Australia that will come back and have a few laughs and remind each other how good we were and, you know, talk a bit of rubbish as the day goes on, but it should be good fun.
Now, Miss Rocks, what are some of the funny things that have happened to you? We hear all the time that people ask for strange tattoos in strange places. Have you got anything really odd that you can share with us?
Yes, I've been asked to tattoo male's genitals before.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. You can't do that.
That would have to... I mean, I don't know the pain because I've never had one of these done, but...
Well, the actual old fella. And...
Yes.
Oh, no.
It's something that
is there something
I don't do and I'm not.
Oh, so you, you actually knock people back. You'll say
absolutely.
No to certain things?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
On what grounds would you knock someone back for a tattoo?
Genitals. hands and fingers and neck.
Why hands and fingers?
It just depends. Well, for jobs. So it depends. If they've got tattoos and they're heavily tattooed and they're in an industry, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Of course. But if someone comes in and says, oh, I want to get my neck tattooed and they don't have any, I probably won't do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they might regret it.
Yeah, and also they don't know where they're going to be in 10 years. I mean, it's their body. They can do what they like, but I still try and guide them the right way.
So there's a sort of a code, if you like.
Ethics?
There is and there isn't, yeah. I mean, you know, if they really, really want to get it done, then I will, but I try not to do that.
And they have to be 18, obviously.
Yes, absolutely.
And they can't be, you can't be drunk, can you?
No, not at all. Can't be.
See, I'm surprised at that. And I'm being serious. I would have thought at night, a lot of people on their way home go, oh, let's go and get a tattoo.
Well, I got this done in Four Roses in Hindley Street. That was one of the original, probably the longest serving, serving, if that's the right word, tattoo parlour.
But were you inebriated at the time?
I reckon I'd had a few, yeah. But, you know, Crow's Tattoo, they knew what, you know, the town was sort of going a bit crazy at that time. But, yeah, so, okay. Didn't you know a bloke who had a tattoo on his private bit?
Yeah, well, I said to him, I said, we were overseas on holidays, actually. I was in the Caribbean. I said,
was it Joel? I said,
Joel's your wife's name, Wendy. His wife, because
he showed
he had,
you.
Yeah, he had Wendy tattooed on his old fella, and he said, no, man. And he and said, welcome to Jamaica. Hope you have a nice day. Yeah.
Oh, good one.
Now, Miss Rocks, what's the dirtiest thing that's happened in a tattoo parlor
with a bloke?
I had someone fart while I was doing it.
Oh, no. Well, what, in your face?
Pretty much.
I'm half a chance to do that. Miss Rocks, I tended to
do that a little. Mark's let off a few today.
No, I have not. That's probably just my feet. How dare you say that?
I wouldn't be getting that close to him there, Miss Rocks, I can tell you. All right, so we'll continue with the tattoo. Rue, how's the pain going?
No, it's good. She's doing a good job, Dits.
The Rue and Dits catch-up for the Hospital Research Home Lottery. $2.9 million grand prize. Visit homelottery.com.au. 104.7 Triple M.